on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Chris Porter is joining us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Just hanging out, looking for stuff to do.
Now, are you out in L.A.?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So how's being locked down in L.A. going for you?
It's not too much different than just being a comedian on a regular day. I just have to kill time between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., which is new. But mainly I've just been sitting at home cleaning different parts of my apartment and trying not to go insane.
Is this a normal habit of yours? Are you getting into cleaning things you've never cleaned before? And if you go back to work, they probably will never get cleaned again?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. A lot of it's also the methamphetamines that I've started doing. I figure the best way to get through this quarantine is at 1,000 miles per hour. So I've just surrounded myself with very random individuals that all have missing teeth. But, they talk a lot.
Well, you're a manly kind of man. Are you doing any kind of man things while you're in quarantine?
I've been cooking a lot of steaks. And then I just build steak boxes. I take plywood and I just build boxes for my steaks.
What do you mean you build boxes? I don't know what I mean.
We're in quarantine. I'm losing my effing mind. I'm just looking for stuff to do. I sewed a cozy for my PS4 controller. I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're a big sports fan. How are you doing without sports?
I've just been watching the Chiefs Super Bowl over and over again.
I understand.
We can relate.
That
yeah.
I have not deleted the Eagles Super Bowl off my DVR. Same. In, 3 years now?
Yep,
it's been?
Yep. Still busted
yeah.
out.
Yep.
I still watch the videos. My cousin sent me a video of my uncles losing their mind at the end of it. And every once in a while, I just watch it when nothing's on.
That's awesome.
Just watch a 6-year-old man cry.
Now, did you get to go to the game or were you at the parade? Did you go back home for the parade?
No, I had a lot of friends that went to the game. And I was like, I have so much better uses for $6,000. You know, and I'm like, do you know how much weed you can buy with $6,000? You can have your own Super Bowl.
Chris, I was checking out your podcast somewhat. I was more reading the captions of it, and I'm curious.
That's the best way to check it out.
And they're wonderfully small captions, which I appreciated. Can you explain to me the difference between a Karen and a Janet?
Yes. A Karen has like a real stiff, jagged bob haircut, will complain to any manager at a PF Chang's. To give you a better concept, I spell Karen with a C, if that tells you.
Took me a second.
And then a Janet is a little more upscale, probably drives a Range Rover that she didn't pay for, a lot of Pilates, and 6 or 7 yoga classes a week.
But still adheres to the same principles.
But I think a Janet is a little more educated and a little more culturally, and it's minuscule, okay, but a little more culturally sound.
A Janet is usually a kept woman.
Yes, a Karen listens to all kinds of music, has no idea what she's listening to, but knows all the words. Janet knows who she's listening to, but she takes Chardonnay to a concert. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, I gotta sneak in my Franzia's.
How long have you been living in L.A. now?
15 years.
15 years, all right. So being a kid from Kansas City, what was that transition like for you?
It was actually pretty easy, because it was like, oh, this place is way better. Because, like, in this, if you drive for 4 hours in any direction, even if you're in another state, you could still be in Kansas. I don't know if you've ever been, but Omaha and Kansas City, pretty pretty much the same. You know what I'm saying? Kansas City's bigger. We have a couple more Outback steakhouses in Omaha, but it's pretty much the same layout. California is like its own country. If there's any environment within 4 hours, and also it's never snowed here.
Oh, wait, there's never been snow in Northern California?
Who goes up there? What do I work for, Google? What am I going to North Carolina for, North California for?
Chris, we only know you as short-haired Chris Porter. Has this quarantine brought back the old long curly locks?
It's coming back, and it's scaring me because it's starting to curl up again, and I don't like it. But they're not opening up hair places. And you know what? I'll take a curly hair over the COVID 6 days a week.
Now, I saw a picture for the podcast, the one you do with your sister, the 1 millionth podcast. Which one of you two in that picture is the freak? Are you freakishly tall or is she freakishly short?
I'm the freakishly tall one. She's actually pretty medium sized.
I see. Okay.
As far as height goes, yeah.
All right. What's new with the podcast? What are you guys talking about?
Well, the podcast itself is new. That's why we're called the 1 millionth podcast.
I see.
My sister was like, we should do a podcast. I'm like, yeah, we're going to be like the 1 millionth podcast. She was like, well, now we have a title. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, Chris Porter, if you ever want to find him on Twitter, it's at I Am Chris Porter. And, of course, the new podcast that he has with his sister called the 1 millionth podcast. Chris, it is always a pleasure. I am hoping to see you again really soon. I can't wait. Do you got a special or anything coming?
I have 3 specials on Amazon Prime that have been there for some time, so you can go check those out.
All right, well, I definitely will, and I hope other people will, too, because you are one damn funny dude. Chris Porter, our guest, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
It's John DeBella.
Yo, baby, give it up.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.